Hello, this is Commissioner Mike Guerin from District 4, Carroll County, Maryland. So I've just concluded my first year as a Carroll County Commissioner, and it's been an interesting experience. I've learned a lot, mostly self-taught. I've learned that government, large and small, municipal, state level, county level, for the most part, there's always going to be a lot of inefficiencies. And in the case of Carroll County, I feel like there is tremendous room for improvement on how we run our government, we serve the people of Carroll County, Maryland, and how we can best move the county forward. So I think that's very much a work in progress, and 2023 has taught me much. One of the best parts of being a commissioner, and I've mentioned this numerous occasions, has been meeting the great men and women that serve our county. And to those people, I want to say that I'm extremely grateful for all your help and assistance in getting up and running as a Carroll County Commissioner. So my first year of 2023 was certainly a learning experience, but I have learned much. 2024 is going to be challenging, not only because of the political climate and shrinking budgets in terms of inflation and some of the other constraints of having to spend more to get the same level of services or goods and things of that nature. 2024 is going to be challenging because of the overreaching mandates and requirements that are coming from the state of Maryland. And it's always been that way, but 2024 will be particularly challenging, whether it's Blueprint, which is an attempt to tell counties throughout the state of how to run their schools and what to spend their money on, or whether it's trying to tell counties how they should use their land, how they should craft their ordinances, what they should sell and not sell. It is going to be extremely difficult. And the state has spent more money than it's taken in. So you can bet that whatever happens, they'll be coming to you to take more money out of your pocket. That is something I am entirely opposed to here at the county level. So 2024 is going to be challenging. You've got a state general assembly and a governor who are going to come up with endless bad ideas that are not good for our county and trying to push them on us. They'll call them policy, but it really, there's no such thing as policy really coming out of Annapolis anymore. It may be called politics, but it's not really politics either, because politics, I thought, the classic definition is one of give and take. And there is no give and take. It's just take. So 2024 is going to be challenging in that regard. But I can assure you, as your commissioner, that I will be ever vigilant and always looking out for our county and the fact that Carroll County is a wonderful place to live. We do things extremely well, and that we have every right to self-governance, and that should never, ever be forgotten. I would be remiss to mention, obviously, we're in the holiday season, and I want to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah. I know it ends in several days, but as you move into the holiday season, there is a tremendous focus on what we like to call the community. What I like to call really the county. It's about people in the county. It will always be about people in the county. I think community is really an abstract term. I know they exist, but to create a community means you've got to start with people, and everybody's different. So, but I digress. I want to wish everybody in the county a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and a wonderful holiday season. And I know that we look outward this time of year. We reflect on the past. We reflect on how we can help others. But I want to remind you that the most important people in your life are the people that are right around you. I am blessed with a wonderful family, 3 children, and a wonderful wife, and fantastic family and friends. Never forget that that is your circle. Those individuals are the ones that matter. You may not always get along or see eye to eye, but they're the ones whose opinions matter. People who don't know you, people who don't like you, who don't care about you, their opinions should not matter to you. And you should never be giving emotional control over to people who are outside of that circle. So while those people in your life are lifting you up this holiday season, don't forget to return the favor. They are there for you. They are your inner circle. And when you contemplate the last past year and how you want to move forward and do your part to make our county and our country a better place, don't lose sight of those people. They're right under your nose, so sometimes they're hard to see, but don't forget about them. Recognize that those are the folks that have always been there for you and will always be there for you. So thank you for spending a few minutes with me to talk about how 2023 was, what I expect for 2024, and some personal thoughts on this holiday season. Again, I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and let's hope for a fantastic and optimistic 2024. Thank you.